Swaminasa, today we are gathered here to discuss a particular sutta that is on connected discourses of the Buddha, Sangyutta Nikaya. Sangyutta Nikaya, that is actually Sagatavagga Devata Sangyutta. Devata Sangyutta, that is the last one. It is called Samiddhi Sutta. So I'll read the Pali. Now, this is a little longer sutta, so I'll read part by part, and then I'll invite Venerable Dhammosada to recite the English translation, and Venerable Dhammalankara to recite the Sinhala translation. So I'll start with the Pali verse. Samiddhi Sutta. Evam mesutang ekang samayam bhagava rajagahe viharati tapodharami. Atako ayasma samiddhi rattiya pachusa samayam pachuttaya යේන තපෝදා තේනුපසංකමි ගත්තානි පරිසිංචුතුම් තපෝද්දේ ගත්තානි පරිසිංචිත්වා පච්චුත්තරිත්වා ඒක චීවරෝ අට්ඨාසි ගත්තානි පුබ්බාපයමානෝ අතකෝ අඤ්‍යතරා දේවතා අභික්ඛන්තාය රත්තියා අභික්ඛන්ත වන්නා දේ කේවල කප්පන් තපෝදං ඕබාසෙත්වා යේනායස්මා සමිද්ධි තේනුපසංකමි උපසංකමිත්වා වේහා සංතිතා ආයස්මන්තං සමිද්දින් ගාථාය අජ්ජභාසි අබුත්වා භික්කසි බික්කු නහි බුත්වාන භික්කසි බුත්වාන බික්කු භික්කසු මාතං කාලෝ උපජ්ජගාති. So I invite Venerable Dhammosada to recite the English translation.
Vasai Swaminansi, I'm not sure how the paragraphs and verses are distributed in the English translation.
This is 10th sutta, 10th number 10, Samiddhi.
Yes, but up to where should I read?
Till that Deva's contribution.
Until the first verse by
exactly,
the Deva.
Exactly, until the first verse.
Samiddhi sutta. Thus have I heard, on one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Rajagaha in the hot springs park. Then the Venerable Samiddhi, having risen at the first flush of dawn, went to the hot springs to bathe. Having bathed in the hot springs and come back out, he stood in one robe dyeing his limbs. Then, when the night had advanced, a certain Devata of stunning beauty, illuminating the entire hot springs, approached the Venerable Samiddhi. Having approached, she stood in the air and addressed the Venerable Samiddhi in verse. Without having enjoyed, you seek alms, bhikkhu. You don't seek alms after you've enjoyed. First enjoy, bhikkhu, then seek alms. Don't let the time pass you by.
Okay, now I invite Venerable Dhammalankara to recite the Sinhala translation.
අවසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස. සමිද්ධි සූත්‍රය මා විසින් මෙසේ අසන ලදී. එක් කලක
චන්දරතන voice is clear, other voices are, we can hear but not clear.
Not clear. You are language. එහෙමයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස. Can you come somewhere here then, both of you, if you can come here.
අවසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස. ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස, can I am I clear now?
Little louder, better. Clarity is okay, but volume is missing.
ඕකේ. අවසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස. සමිද්ධි සූත්‍රය මා විසින් මෙසේ අසන ලදී. එක් කලෙක භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ රජගහනුවර තපෝදාරාමයේහි වැඩවසන සේක. එකල්හි ආයුෂ්මත් සමිද්ධි තෙරණුවෝ රෑ අලුයෙන් නැගිට ගාත්‍රයන් දෝනා පිණිස තපෝදා නදිය වෙත එළඹියහ. තපෝදා නදියෙහි ගාත්‍රයන් දොවා ගොඩනැගී ඇඟතෙත සිඳුවමින් එක් සිවුරක් ඇතිව සිටියහ. එකල්හි මනා පැහැති එක්තරා දෙවිදුවක් රාත්‍රියේ ඉක්ම ගිය කල්හි මුළු තපෝදාව බබළුවා ආයුෂ්මත් සමිද්ධි තෙරුණුවන් වෙත එළඹියාය. එළඹ අහසී සිටියා ආයුෂ්මත් සමිද්ධි තෙරුණුවන්ට ගාථායෙන් කීවාය. මහණ, නොවලඳා සිඟහි, වළඳා නොම සිඟහි, මහණ වළඳා සිඟව, කාලය තා නහමක් ඉක්මයේවා.
Asraya Swaminasa, we have to discuss this Samiddhi Sutta. Now we already approach where one deity, a female deity.
I have been to this Tapoda Nadi, near Rajagaha. It's a hot water spring. and very busy. I went there without knowing it is a female fight. People start shouting. I can't understand the language. And they are always pushing. Sometimes they fill water into the bottle and sell them. So much demand. That is why the Venerable Samiti is going very early morning. Early morning, there are not much of people. So that is one of the reasons. Even the King Kosala, it found difficult to get a free time in Tapota. And present day, high caste people, they are going to the beginning of the stream, that is mountain. They can't climb, but there are some beds. And then the low caste people, and at last, servants. So this is happening. Suppose Tapota is something free hot water, second thing is medicine value. And when people somebody is going there and he is taxing. And in Pali word it's called Gata Gata Gattani Parisichun Pari Sing Pari Pari Sing Chatun Gata Pitu Karaganda. Now Parivatanati translation it is washing limbs scale. Gata Kilakyan Gatra Jatyan. Vachana, that these words are somewhat teaching language to us. We call Gata, Gata means fire. But here, Gatra. Gatra means limbs. So that means collection of all the limbs means water. That means fire. So and when he was sitting there, and when he was...
Swami Nansa, we can't hear you.
Again, this connection happened, so that is why. This thing I can feel it. And he's a very beautiful person. And when he was living there, the god, deity, is telling, why you are wasting your time? It's a prime day in your life. And go and entertain yourself. What is this you are wasting? And do something, experience here and now. What I am doing is doing something for future life. And that is wasting. And you don't have common sense. That is what the devata is telling. But in the that part of the body, it's in a flux. Because he can understand what the god is telling or the deity is telling. But he knows the people, those who are entertaining here and now for the sensuous pleasure and the sexual pleasure, and ultimately they are wasting their time. And end up with the nidavara. And in the world, contagious diseases, and they will end up with sufferings. That's the common thing in the world. That's the common thing in the world. So this talk is, this sutta is comparing Venerable Samiti's two minds. One thing is prompted by the deity, that is, why don't you entertain the life? Very prime life, prime age. And the other part is, he has taken the secluded life and he has to justify it, not without a challenge, but the challenge of the deity. So this is each and every renounced person is suffering or with the split mind. What they are doing. So for me, when it happened, Venerable Dhammika told me, I was very happy to get ordained. I thought that everything will be provided being a monk. That was my dream world. He told, no, you will disrobe because this Venerable Samiti's case is happening. Because all my batchmates and the family members they are entertaining family life. And you are the only person not. So therefore, he gave a positive answer. He gave me a constructive answer. He told, meditate up to the point you become monk or not, ordained or unordained, no matter. Then you are ready to become a monk. So it took 8 to 9 years for me, and that was the prime time in your life, in my life, and I no hesitation to tell others, this is the way we can take this situation pragmatically. Otherwise, theoretically, we are in a failure. Mind is split. We are too six, two sections in the mind. One party is appreciating the sensuous world, the other party is appreciating the celestial, the celibate life. So everyone is there, but no one has guts. No one is having the willpower to balance this. Don't try to suppress the sensuous life or sexual life. Don't try to meanwhile suppress the celibate life. But in between, we call samana, we call bhikkhu, we call ajivakas, we call renounce. So much traditional ways, but that is what the King Suddhodana, King Siddhartha also saw. Ledek Mahalik Malakata Paviti. First he says, so a sick person, and then old person, and carcass, and then he see this kind of a recluse. Then he decided. He managed, but after 6 years of rigorous practice, so therefore, being lay people, many of our audiences, listeners are lay, so they have to understand you have to practice mindfulness as a lay person, and you have to face this Venerable Samiti one day. You have to face Venerable Samiti's question one day, being aware with that in your mind, please practice, that's all I have to
do. We can't hear you, Swaminhansa.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, Swaminhansa. Previously, we couldn't hear you.
The rain started.
I see.
Can you expect this? Please so, continue.
Okay, so we'll continue. So after this comment made by female deity, so Venerable Samiddhi answers like this. Kalang vohang najanami channo kalo na dissati tasma abhutva bikkami mamang kalo upajjagati. So I'll ask others to recite the translations.
And the English translation says, I do not know what the time might be. The time is hidden and cannot be seen. Hence, without enjoying, I seek alms. Don't let time pass me by.
Sound is not clear. Sound is volume enough.
Yeah, you can hold it like this and yeah, okay. Like singing from their side to them. Their side can to them to what you are going output. Oh, you can try then. Can try. Gutta, can you increase the volume which is sending out? Now this the problem seems to be with this US what mic? What's that called? Number five mic. So Bhante can't hear us properly when we are using that mic. Okay, now we can try, by the way. Yeah, again you do the translation.
I'll repeat the translation of the verse by the female deity in response. It says, I do not know what the time might be. The time is hidden and cannot be seen. Hence, without enjoying, I seek alms. Don't let the time pass me by. Sorry, that's the response by
yes.
Venerable Samiddhi.
Yeah, Venerable Samiddhi saying like that.
Avasarai Swaminhansa, Samiddhi Swaminhansa, Mama Kaleya Nodanami, Kaleya Vasune, Nopenei, Ehein, Kaleya Ma, Nahamak Ikma Evai, Novalada Singami.
Actually, I'll make a comment then. So basically, once female deity is trying to sort of discourage Venerable Samiddhi, that you are already young, why don't you spend some more time in the lay life and enjoy the senses, and then once you get old you can become a monk, so you are too early to the sasana, too early to this celibate life. So this is the comment that she is making. And by the way, Venerable Samiddhi is so intent in this celibate life, and he is simply saying, okay, I don't know when I am going to die, I don't know. So how long I have this time in this life. So that's why I am so concerned about finding a solution to this suffering. So basically that's why I quickly ordain and without wasting time. Very much like that. Now then female deity is giving another kind of advice, so-called advice to සමිද්දි telling like this අතකෝසා දේවතා පඨවියං පතිත්ත හිත්වා ආයස්මන්තං සමිද්දින් ඒ තද වෝච that means so far she was up not yet under the down on the ground but she was hanging up and then commenting or talking with venerable samiddi but now only she landed now she landed on the earth and now she wants to explain further daharo tam bhikkhu pabbajito susukala keso badrena yobbaneena samannagato patameena vayasa anikilitavi kameso bunja bhikkhu manusake kame ma sandittikan hitwa kalikan anudhaviti kalikan anudhaviti so we'll do the translations
then that devata alighted on the earth and said to venerable samiddi you have gone forth while young bhikkhu a lad with black hair endowed with the blessing of youth in the prime of life without having dallied with sensual pleasures enjoy human sensual pleasures bhikkhu do not abandon what is directly visible in order to pursue what takes time
පසරසස ඉක්බිදී දෙව්දුව පොළොවේහි පිහිටා ආයුෂ්මත් සමිද්දි තෙරණුන්ට මේ කීවාය මහණ තෝ තරුණ පැවිද්දෙහි මනා කලු කෙහෙ ඇතියෙහි සොඳුරු යෞවනෙන් හා පළමු වයසින් යුක්තයෙහි කාම ක්‍රීඩා නොකල සුළුයෙහි මහණ මානුසික කාමයන් අනුභව කරනු මැනව මෙලව පස්කම් සැප හැරපියා පරලව කලකින් ලැබෙන සැප නහමක් ලුහු බඳුව
so this is a kind of advice which is going against the dhamma so she is encouraging venerable monk to spend time in the sensual world without continuing his this ordained life because she is promoting the sensual life so that is what she is promoting very much like going against the dhamma and for her venerable samiddhi is wasting his time during his young age So typical advice given by our mothers, parents, maybe our friends, when we are going to ordain is the same advice. So don't waste your time. You are in the prime youth and you have a job, you have a family, you have this and that. So just enjoy them. This is a waste of time what you are trying to do. You are going crazy. Are you mad? So this is how people are asking. The same attitude is there with this female deity. So she is also asking, are you crazy? I mean, you are still young. So why are you spending this time, your young life in this monkhood, the celibate life? You better disrobe. So this kind of attitude is not only common in Sri Lanka or any other countries in the present day. It is the same thing even in the old time. And even it is available with this female deity. And she is encouraging Venerable Samiddhi to, okay, you better spend your time in the sensual pleasures, not in the celibate life. So it is not uncommon. That is what the people are knowing. So that's what they know only. And they don't know, they don't understand the value of the sasana or what Buddha is trying to explain or how short our lifespan and how uncertain it is. So they have no idea about it. So see, they keep on enjoying, they keep on promoting the sensuality. So that's what this whole world is trying to do. As much as possible, enjoy your senses. Enjoy yourself and as much as possible, earn money and be with the children, be with your wife, be with your husband, earn and then say acquire this and that. So the promoting the sensual pleasures, pleasure principle, simple as that. That is the traditional, that is the typical approach to the world. That is what majority are following. So for them, what we are doing is like a crazy thing. And what we are doing is something nonsense or completely insane type of thing. So that's why people might look at from a different angle when we are trying to even become a monk, when we want to ordain. So for them, it's like going against the grain. So you are like a black sheep. You are not like us. I mean, are you crazy? I mean, you guys have this kind of a future. Why don't you spend your time, your valuable time, your valuable education, what you have got? So all that are typical advices, so-called advices we receive as we are trying to ordain. So we'll see what happened next. So then we can get into the further on this verse. So then Venerable Samiddhi answering like this. Noko ahang aavaso sandittikang hitva kalikang anudahavami. Kalikanchako ahang aavaso hitva sandittikang anudahavami. Kalikahi aavaso kama vutta bhagavata bahudukha bahupayasa. Adinavo etta bhiyo. Sandittiko ayandhammo akaliko ehi passiko opanayiko pachattang veditambo vinyo hiti. Okay.
Asai Bhante. I have not abandoned what is directly visible, friend, in order to pursue what takes time. I have abandoned what takes time in order to pursue what is directly visible. For the Blessed One, friend, has stated that sensual pleasures are time-consuming, full of suffering, full of despair, and the danger in them is still greater. While this Dhamma is directly visible, immediate, inviting one to come and see, applicable, to be personally experienced by the wise.
Yeah.
Avasarai Swaminnahase. Samiddhi Swaminnahase Avatni. Mama melava sapa harapiya kalekin labena sapa noma luhubandimi. Avatni. Mama kalekin labena sapa harapiya melava sapa luhubandimi. Avatni. Kameyo kalikeha. Boho duk attoya. Boho vehesa gena dennoya. Mehi dosheyo bohoha. Me dharmaya tama visin dakka yutteya. Kalnoyava vipaka denneya. Eva balavai kimata sudusuya. Tamasitti elava. තැබීමට සුදුසිය නුවණැත්තන් විසින් තම තමා කෙරෙහිලා දත යුත්තේයයි භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ විසින් වදාරන ලදහ.
So now Samiddhi is so firm on the dhasana, so he, even though he's young, he is an intelligent person, and he is trying to convince the female deity, telling, okay, I haven't abandoned what is coming in the future, but I am with the Dhamma, which is so immediate. Akalika. The term akalika represents in the Dhamma. So it is so immediate. It's available right now. Here in this very life, right now. So Venerable Samiddhi is trying to convince that deity. So what she is asking, what she is referring is completely wrong. And Buddha has mentioned that this typical sensual pleasures are really a kind of a frustration and leads to different kinds of disadvantages, and it has a lot of misfortune or dangers. So likewise, he keep on trying to convince female deity, and he is trying to convince that what he has taken, what he has done is correct, because he has now ordained and he has some faith in Dhamma. Even though he is not yet an Arahant, still he has faith in the Dhamma. Sandittika ayan Dhammo. So this Dhamma is Sandittika. So it is, what's the term in translation given as a Sandittika? Directly visible. So it is not that kind of an assumption. It is not that you are proliferating about the Dhamma, but rather you can directly experience it. So direct experience is very much emphasized. So typically we might think, okay, I mean the Dhamma, we have to learn by the book. We have to memorize it. We have to learn it. So likewise, many, many, even today, different ideas are there. But the Sandittika emphasizes that you can see it right now by yourself. You can experience it right now yourself, giving us some immediacy, isn't it? Now that the Satipatthana practice is promoting that. I mean, it's a kind of an immediate experience, a direct experience. It is not kind of your assumptions or how to say, kind of imagination, so your logical reasoning. It is not like that. So these are also available. Now there are certain suttas like Chanki Sutta. So in Chanki Sutta, Buddha says there are methods that you can acquire knowledge. Different methods are there. I think there are 5 methods explained. One method is that you are simply believing based on your faith. So you are faithful on something, and as a result of that, you are believing, okay, this is correct. And so you are acquiring some knowledge based on the faith. Faith is one such possibility. The other one is called ruchi. You like certain way, So accordingly, if there is some teaching which is also in line with that desire, then you think, okay, that is correct. And you keep on acquiring that knowledge because you desire that, you like that. Ruchi is called desire. That's another thing. Now say, we, for example, when we are doing our subjects, maybe in the university, so you like a certain stream, right? So that's why you select that stream, and that's why you are spending more time in that stream, those subjects, and you are trying to learn that deeply because you have some enthusiasm into that subject. So you keep on acquiring that knowledge because you have some inclination towards that subject, some interest in that subject, so you are acquiring that knowledge. So that interest, the ruchi, is another reason for us to acquire knowledge. And then there's another one called anussava. That means the information is already laid down by our previous generations, our teachers, ancestors, and that generational, for many generations, the knowledge is gathered. And now you are learning it by heart because it's already available. And that is what proclaimed by our ancestors, our teachers. So it's there. So I am learning it. So it is coming from that, what we typically call as the oral tradition. So traditional knowledge coming from generation to generation, the oral tradition. So you can listen to that. You can learn that. You can acquire that knowledge. That's another one. Another one is called Akara Varitaka. Akara Paritaka means you do the logical reasoning. So you do a little bit of analysis and then you contemplate about it. You do further logical analysis. So likewise, you can further enhance your understanding. So that is also another way of acquiring knowledge. And there's a last one called Ditti Nijhanakanti, where you put a hypothesis first and then you are trying to prove it. You have a certain hypothesis, and then you are doing other different kinds of analysis, different kinds of approaches, researches, and this and that, so that your hypothesis will be either, you know, working backwards, and so you are trying to prove it. So that's also another way of learning. So all these five methods are well explained by the Buddha. And by the way, what he promotes is none of them. I mean, these are also necessary, by the way. We can learn the Dhamma by heart because it's available in the book, in the scriptures, and you have some faith about the Buddha. So those are also have some idea. And again, we can logically think about it, and it's also true, and I like it. So like that, my parents are Buddhists, so I am also trying to be a Buddhist. So all these five are also, to some extent, we also can accommodate, we also can use. But what is most important is not that. What is most important? So what is most important is the direct experience. So that is the most important thing. So that term sandhittika really applies there. So sandhittika ayam dhammo. So basically this dhamma is so electric, so immediate. So right now. So nibbana right now. So right now, what is the state of my mind? Right now, is there any lustful thoughts? Right now, are there any angry thoughts? Right now, is there any confusion or any peacefulness or concentration or whatever it is? So right now, it's always asking to be right now in the present moment. Very, very kind of a completely heedful, very, very immediate, impromptu. So that immediacy is very much emphasized in the Dhamma. So that's why Venerable Samiddhi is telling, okay, it is not that I am looking forward the realization. It's not that I am looking forward in the next life after several years that I am trying to attain something. So what Buddha's Dhamma, he indicated, it is right now, available right now. The understanding is very much here right now. So that Dhamma is Sandhittika Dhamma and Akalika. Akalika also emphasized that there is no kind of chronologically telling, okay, this is going to be only available after the death. Say many certain other doctrines are there, so they can't believe that a human being can understand it even. So they may even challenge, okay, this kind of a deep teaching, okay, this sort of understanding is not possible as a human being. Only once you pass away, you will be able to understand it. So very much promoting some futuristic after death experience. So you will be the God only after death. While being here, you can't. I mean, you are just a very poor guy. you have no such capacity. So deep something which you have no capacity. But Buddha tells the opposite. Okay, you still have the capacity while you are here. I understood it as a human being, isn't it? So I understood that it as a human being. So you also can do it. So he is inviting us to come and see. Okay, this Dhamma is properly proclaimed, properly explained. So you also can understand it. And so the Dhamma is inviting us, okay, come and see. Whether you can practice it, whether you can understanding it, whether you can realize it. All that are very beautifully highlighted in the Dhamma. So Venerable Samiddhi is trying to promote that, telling, okay, it is not that I am trying to achieve it in the future life after death. Rather, it is available right now in this very life. Akalika. Ehi passiko, come and see. So it's not that enforcing kind of a commandment or any kind of a regulation, okay, you should do this or something like that. So it's kind of invitation is there, kind of open invitation is there, okay, it is available. So why don't you come and see? There's an opportunity. So Buddha, after realizing the Dhamma, he simply opens the path. That's a very beautiful verse I think it's in the Mahavagga. Aparuta te sang amatas dwara. So he simply says, I have opened the doors to Nibbana. Those were closed for some time. Now I have reopened them. So the yosotavanto pamunchantu saddang. So the ones who with the saddha let them start hearing it now. So because once Buddha became the fully enlightened Arahant, the Buddha, so he was reluctant to teach. So he was reluctant to teach because these people are, as this deity is suggesting, so they are engrossed in this sensuality. So they can't think of even celibate life. They can't think of even this kind of a teaching. They can't, how come they able to understand it then? So then Buddha discouraged to teach it, and he said it's a kind of waste of time. It's a waste of, I'll become tiresome. I'll be tired. So if I'm trying to teach, so he doesn't want to, you know, spend a secluded life. Then only it's according to the Dhamma, the Brahma called Sahampati, come and invite the Buddha. Still there are people who can understand it. So please teach the Dhamma. So there, once he, you know, have a kind of overview of the whole world, he understood, yes, people are there who can still understand the Dhamma. Now he is telling that verse. Aparutame. Aparuta te sang amatasa dwara yosotavanto pamunchantu saddha. So I have now opened the door to the Nibbana. Once with the faith, let them start hearing it. Let them listen to it. So very beautiful, Hari, in a way kind of aesthetic, and how Buddha is trying to sort of open the door and inviting us, okay, now come and see. It's immediate. So you can realize it right now. The emphasis is very beautiful. So Venerable Samiddhi is trying to convince the deity. And Swami Nahansa, can you hear us?
Yes, I am waiting. And I would like to add that the deity is talking about the something tangible with your five senses. That's called Amisa Sua. But the Venerable Samiddhi, while accepting it, is trying to prove his Niramisa Sukha. Is non-materialistic type of pleasure. So that is not in the present day education. Present day education is that deity's work, giving children addictions, sensuous pleasure. And they do not know, or knowingly they have to do is, they lose the moral shape and the moral air. Because they are very vehement and running, chasing behind the sensuous pleasure in the spot. But they fail to stand as a kind of pleasure, not material. It's called spiritual, philosophical. So one has to understand the difference between the sensuous pleasures need no any advertisement, but they are using too much of advertisement. But the Buddha is trying to explain Dhamma, someone has to explain higher grade people, they are not trying to match with the animals they are depending only on the material pressure. But instead, immaterial pressure, niramisa sukha, that is called rupa loka. When you are being sitting and walking and walking, you are not with the five sense pleasure or sexual pleasure. Instead, you are in sensual, the non-sensual, and that is what the communism talking about, the materialism. And capitalism, also materialistic. They are not worrying about the spiritual development. They are not worrying about the evolution of the man. They hate evolution of the man. That is why it is called hidden curriculum and kind of a conspiracy. And present the education system is running this. Ultimately, deity become come to the common earth and become material. Manifest, just collapse into matter. Once collapse into matter, their message is very strong. So that is what happens. That's the point where artificial intelligence and the mindfulness, the difference come into being. Mindfulness is sometimes or somewhat open to the moral shame and moral fear. Sati sampajanyam vikvaya sati, sati sampajanyam vipannasa, atyubhantam hoti hirottapa. So therefore, present-day education and present-day situation is to destroy your moral shame and moral fear. This deity is such lucky enough in the samadhi, at young age, he is trying to explain, yes, what you are telling is good for the materialistic pleasure, but the amisa pleasure, but niramisa, that's only possible for human being. Others are monk mind, reptilian mind, or beastly mind. That is what we call tapancha. That's what we call mental proliferation. So this deity is a representative of this mental proliferation, and samiti and deity in a discussion, dialogue. All the mendicants are in the same dialogue. They are often fall into the trap of the deity because majority are ruined with this materialistic pleasure, that they don't know it's an addiction. They don't know it's a cancer. And they don't know it is contagious, disease, detrimental. So we are in such a critical age. Samiti Sutra is quite relevant. So therefore, all the your knowledge must understand pertaining to the worldly pleasure. Lokaya to Vishaya. But very rarely, you can communicate with the immaterial pleasure. Many don't take interest about it. Because it is boring, it is monotonous. But here, Venerable Samiti is representing that. So that is what I thought of sharing with you all in this discussion in the connection.
Hey, my Swami Nuhansa, so are there any others who like to contribute? What happened to you when you are trying to ordain? Anybody went against?
Avasarai Bante.
Yeah. So here,
from here, Vimal Disanayake is again.
One moment. Venerable Dhammosada has a comment, so we'll listen to him and then we'll pass to Mr. Vimal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bhante. Yes, before I came out here, I had a friend who asked me a question which I could not answer. He asked, "Are you sure you're not just running away from life?"
Uh-huh.
And actually, his actual words were, how do you know you're not running away from life?
Hmm.
And I told him, I don't know. I mean, I just heard that there is this man, he was a Sakyan prince, and he left his life and he practiced like so and so, and he discovered this. And so he ended all the suffering for himself. And he said, even you can end it for yourself. So I told him, I don't know if I'm running away from life. It's just that I've heard someone did this and this. I want to go and see if it is true. I want to go and see for myself.
So you have taken a risk.
I have taken a risk. So however it goes, I don't know. I'm just open to, you know, taking it as it comes.
Right. Correct. So how about you?
Thank you, Bhante. Yeah, for me, actually, I am running away from something. But I do see it as running away from suffering, more like, you know. The daily life you start to see after you hear the Dharma and you realize, it's true. They are all suffering. Whether you enjoy it or you don't enjoy it, that is also suffering.
So now the interesting thing is, now here people in Sri Lanka might think that the Singaporeans are enjoying and they are not suffering.
Exactly. Actually, when I came here, I know that some of the yogis think Singapore is wonderful. Why are you here?
Yeah, exactly.
They ask me questions like, how is Singapore? Why is it so advanced and stuff like that? Like, no, they are fascinated with how nice Singapore is, how comfortable the life in Singapore is. But the actual fact is, I do see it as...
Correct.
You know, like what the Deva has said, that it's enjoying sensual pleasures. Why don't you just go and enjoy it? No, it's not. And I told people exactly the same thing that Venerable Sami said. I don't know when I might die. If I die, then what am I going to do? Can I die mindfully? I don't know when I'm going to die. I even told people, I said, I might die tomorrow, you know. Some people always say, no, you're still young. You still have many years to go. There's not many years to go. I don't know. You don't know when you're going to die. I don't know when I'm going to die. So, yeah, I'm not worried about the fact that when I'm going to die, but it is a drive for me. It just drives me towards practicing harder and just trying to see this Dharma. As you go along the way, you do see this Dharma. Like I said, you do see, slowly start to see sensual desire is suffering. Not having sensual desire is also suffering. A lot of things are suffering. So, I am, like, in a sense, really running away from suffering. And the door to running away from suffering is only Nibbana. You can only jump through that door. No other doors to go. You run away. You can run away from sensual pleasures all you like, or you can run away from non-sensual pleasures all you like. But there's no other door beside Nibbana open to you. That's
and the other thing. Other thing I felt was, I mean, I went to Singapore in 1999, and in the last year also I went to Singapore, but from a different perspective. On 1999, as a young guy, I was just, I think, 26 years or something at that time, and for me also it's a kind of a wonderful world, and just graduated guy and looking at the wonders and the supermarkets and this and that, and so, like, that's a kind of a wonderful world. But now, this year once I went there, I mean, the same place I went where I worked in Singapore, it's called Capital Power, in it's called Tanjong Pagar. So there I found, not enjoying. People are still suffering. Even though these luxuries are there, they are not laughing and smiling, and you know that even though it appear like beautiful, still people are frustrated. People are looking for something. They are not really smiling and, you know, coordinating. And some are doing, but majority are with some dumb face, isn't it? I mean, so that's a problem. So even though we think, as Sri Lankans, we think, okay, Singapore is a developed country. But still, once you go there, we can see, okay, people still have some frustration. One assumes that you are getting to a MRT, train, and people are on their own phone and really blocked into that and completely doomed in that, completely absorbed in that. They can't see even the other person, and they can't talk with another person, smile with another person, like a, I don't know, it's completely alienated type of thing. So they're not happy. That's a problem. People are not happy. Even though the materialistic wealth or materialistic advancement is there, they are not happy. That's a problem, isn't it? Yeah, we'll get into Mr. Vimal then. So he has something to tell.
Yes, Bhante, thank you. Mr. Vimal, you can talk now.
Yeah, Sarai Bhante, I think I can hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Kumara, can you allow me to share the screen? Actually, when I listened to the Dhamma, the Venerable Chandranathana Thero specifically highlight the Chanki Sutra. So I reminded I have done some homework, Chanki Sutta, you know, beautiful far parts and put into the table. So I'll share that and I will explain what is that direct experience, what Chandranathana Thero explained actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I made you a co-host there. Then you can share it. But only thing is, I don't think Mr. Navane can see that one.
Anyway, I'll read through. So Pali verses, as Chandranathana Thero says, Sadda Ruchi Anuso Akarpita Paritak Iti Nityana Kanti. So English version I took from Bhikkhu Bodhi translation. Actually, these five he has folded into three, basically emotive and blind acceptance and rational cognition kind of things. So what is the beautiful part is that even though you you know, accepted or believe something, that one may be turned into true or false.
That is
the of that the, actually the direct experience in terms of impermanence, that is what explained actually. He investigate in terms of impermanence. Actually, that is what how to experience. Like, you know, when I'm talking, so I try to explain by one word. So after some space, another word comes in. So that the previous word will, you know, not useful rather, like the new words. I mean, when I'm talking. So likewise, when I'm doing some work, the previous one appear to be false with the new replacement. Like, I mean, that is what the direct experience I am getting. So that is the idea I want to share with the audience. Yeah. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Lokusana, sir, can you hear us?
Yes.
We have a few moments, sir.
Vimal's presentation, the way the Chanki and the Buddha explain, it is Satchana Bhakti, Satchana Bodhi, Satchana Bhakti. There are three stages. So we are now talking about Satchana Rakkana. For that, the Saddha Vidya, Saddha Ruchi, Anuso Akar, Paravitaka, Ditinjalakat, okay. But they are the connection that Buddha, the fighting Buddha rejected. They are really wanted for the Satchana Rakhi to protect the scriptures. But in Satchana Bodha, Satchana Patti, three stages. So this is theoretical understanding and then deductive understanding and then direct understanding. For that, for the second part, deductive understanding, you have to understand the friction of the materialistic pleasure. That is what the world means. That is called Kama Loka. The whole world is Kama Loka. And it's very full of enjoyment. And that is what we are born with. We are not, we cannot do away with that. We can't reject it. And our parents are completely in it. Our teachers are completely in it. Our educationists are completely in it. And they are, can you hear me?
Hey, my Swaminasa, we can hear you.
So that the young people, when you come to the meditation, parents are blocking. Specifically girls. Because they think that after marriage you can do anything. But till that you have to learn. You have to go to school. You have to get passed. And parents are happiness is passing of the students. And that is what we are born with. And should we pass that same cancer to the children, even though we are not making children? So that is the part in the materialistic pleasure and immaterial pleasure. Amisa Sukha, Niramisa Sukha. So therefore, one has to have a homework like Vimal is doing, very difficult by listening and reading education, to get this matrix
Rakkana, Satchanu Bodhana, Satchanu Patti. Theoretical, inferential, and the direct. And immaterial pleasure, avideita sukha, non-contagious kind of pleasure. So these things, when you pass in the non-material pleasure, you are in the transition. You are in an evolution. It is not applicable for the human kind, totally. It is only applicable to the wise people. So therefore, you have to understand it. So this is not a popular subject. Only few can understand, but gradually we can have a slow progress. So in order to have slow progress, the dialogue, the discussion is the best. You have to do your own practice, homework, and practice individually or group. But the dialogue is the one we have to promote it. We have to catalyze it. Because everyone is having this capacity, having this potential. So we are in a slow but in progress. So therefore, Venerable Samiti as a person and this particular deity as a whole world is in a dialogue. We take this as a topic and we are going to add our views or dialogue. So we have to understand this is kind of a, it's not a matrix, sorry, linear, but it's a matrix kind of a evolution. But our parents and grandparents are quite unlucky. They had no that kind of experience here. So during our time, it is evolving, but slow. Don't rush. Don't try to be smart. Don't expect everyone to understand. So therefore, we must be very slow and steady, SMS, and keep on continuing discussing, airing our views. And when you come up to the immaterialistic kind of pleasure or avideita sukha, that is also contagious. That's also the spreading like a virus. So that is, you have to deal with it.
Swaminahansa avasarai, now we can't hear you. By the way, we are approaching the Pindapatha time, so we have to wind up the session for today. I think we can continue the same sutta next week also. So then I like to conclude the session right now and I invite Venerable Dhammosada to do the sharing of merits.
Vasai Swaminahansa, may our relatives and all beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching. May all celestial beings protect the Dhamma exposition and dispensation of the Buddha for a long time. And may the seeds of the Dhamma that have been planted in our hearts grow, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for sharing merits.